This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy 94.9, I'm Dave.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
David Hunt, and one of our regulars, yes, he forced his way back on air again today. We're talking about Rowan Sheehan, our gossip, arts gossip person. Hello.
Hey, David, how are we going?
Very well, thanks, very well. So changing world, the arts is just, well, no one's going anywhere. You know, like the galleries aren't open. None of the theatres are open. You know, look, what's your vibe on it? What's your feeling? Because you've got a website that relies on the arts. What's it called?
Australian Arts Review. So, look, it is an unprecedented times, and it sometimes it is quite bizarre. But look, we're still publishing. We're still managing to find new stories that are happening across Australia, and there are arts organisations are being quite creative in adapting to, you know, what is going to be the new normal for a little while. You know, We've seen the National Gallery take its drop-by-drawing program, which is normally done in the gallery. It's now going online starting tomorrow, where they've got like webinars of leading artists who do take these sessions at the gallery over the next few Sundays. And they look at various artists. You know, we're looking at Hockney and we're looking at Warhol and we're looking at other artworks that are actually in their collection. But, you know, the Biennale of Sydney, which is a huge exhibition over multiple sites, yes, you can't go visit the exhibitions or installations physically, but you can actually go online and see how these exhibitions are. And funny enough, you can actually find out a little bit more information because, you know, you can find out what the artist's intent was, or you can find out more information about the artist. So the galleries, and I've even seen today that the Art Gallery of New South Wales is introducing a new program. And, you know, again, they've been quite creative with having performers come in those spaces that are normally taken up by visitors to the gallery. So we are seeing some unique works being created in this extraordinary time.
And Rowan, by rights, it should happen as well, because it is the creative industry suffering unbelievably bad right now, especially the theatre world is, you know, like everyone's out of work, no one's got an income. So, you know, like that's really difficult by itself, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. And look, artists, performing artists are being creative. James Miller, who people would have seen in Melbourne Theatre Company productions and who was in Matilda the musical, he and a few of his cohorts have set up doing online creative developments, and they've got 10 works already planned. You can go onto their website, Hope New Works, and they've got these leading artists and emerging artists who are all getting together via the online medium to basically do creative developments on emerging work. So then the artists are not being stagnant. So, you know, they're not sort of staying in their pajamas all day going, oh, what am I going to do? Some of them have actually gone out there and are being, again, proactive. Yes, we can't physically get together, but using online tools such as Zoom and Skype to actually workshop new works. So, so when this is all over, there is, you know, works still in development, works that may get a viewing on stage in more workshops and even a production. So, but then saying that, you know, we've got John Foreman and the Aussie Pops Orchestra this week did
lovely
a terrific online version of What a Wonderful World. And, you know, the orchestra from their living rooms, all with John conducting, invited various artists such as Rhonda Birchmore and Trevor Ashley and Sylvie Palladino and Bert and Patty Newton all to take part. And you can sort of, you can go onto the Aussie Pops website and actually see this. But, you know, people are doing this across the world. Again, and it's not just artists, families are doing it too. We've seen the Marsh family in the UK do their take of One Day More from Les Mis, where the whole family got together in their lounge room.
It's really, really fun. And, you know, the kids really hold it together, where you'd think that they wouldn't be into it, because they actually have a little bit of an argument, the kids, before they start.
Well, this is quite thing, and look, it is quite entertaining watching. So, you know, we may see those children on stage down the track in some stage. Yeah. But then saying that, there's lots of arts organisations across the world who have now, because people can't physically go to theatres, can actually see their works. And you know, like the National Theatre, and everybody who loves James Corden can see him in his highly critically acclaimed work, One Man, Two Governors, which normally you would have to pay to actually see this or to access it. But the National Theatre sees this as a... getting, you know, keeping people entertained. But we're also seeing a lot of Australian arts organisations doing that too. The Australian Ballet Tonight starts screening certain their different works. We get to see David McAllister's The Sleeping Beauty, which you'll be able to watch online for the next couple of weeks.
And how beautiful does it look?
It does.
The sets and, you know, are just spectacular.
Well, look, the whole, you know, the classical tutu ballets that the Australian put on are so lush. You know, so people who may not be able to get to the theatre to actually see that can now actually see it online. It may not be the same of being in the physical space to watch it, but we're getting access to these works. So, you know, we're starting, as I said, with Sleeping Beauty tonight. But down the track, we're going to see Cinderella, and we're also going to see Romeo and Juliet, which is done by Graham Murphy. So other than that, you know, Australian National Theatre have made a number of their works available. Last weekend we saw The Wharf Review from Sydney Theatre Company. During the week we also had Emerald City, which was one of David Williamson's works. So there's lots of course out there.
The MSO have been doing quite a bit.
Well, yes, and they've got works on again. Actually, as we speak, they've got works online today. And normally Thursday evenings they'll be broadcasting a new work. So so do check the MSO website to see what their schedule actually
and
is.
And one that I just want to throw in, because so many of them are showing up on your feed on social media now, which really fantastic. But Ben Platt, who is a Broadway artist and also has had a bit of a solo career as a recording artist and has been a brilliant series on Netflix. Are you aware of him, Rowan?
Yes, I do, because he was in the cast of Dear Evan Hansen. So he's got his beautiful rendition of You Will Be Found, which is circulating across. And, in these times, it's quite an appropriate song. So, look, we're very lucky. And as I said, the creative community has got together to actually – you know, make the best of a bad situation at the moment. Yeah. So, you know, we're all confined to our houses. So we are being creative in what we're doing.
joy.org.au, where our diverse communities can come together across the nation, across the globe. Joy.
This is Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt, and make sure you support the arts as much as you can, people, because right now they're really struggling. You know, we're hearing so much about sporting people and you know, like the debate over how much they should be getting paid and all that, but no real talk is happening about the arts sector, and that's why we've got to think, well, we can't rely on the commercial media, we've actually got to get out there and support them ourselves.
We have to because, you know, look, many artists are out of work at the moment, and on Friday afternoon, it's sort of the timing was not great. Many arts organisations across Australia found out that their funding has not been renewed. So organisations such as La Mama here in Melbourne, which is an iconic institution, have found out that they won't be receiving Australia Council support from the end of 2021 at this stage. So it really shows that the government's priorities is not within the arts, which is a real shame, because the arts community is often the first group of people to step up in crises such as, you know, the recent bushfires, where many artists donated their time and works to actually support other people who are really, really doing it tough. So across the sector at the moment, the arts community is doing it tough, many people out of work. So so if people can support wherever they can, it would be greatly appreciated.
Brilliant. Ron Sheehan, thank you so much. How can people find out more about what you're reporting? What's your website?
They can go to Australian Arts Review, which is www.artsreview.com.au. We're publishing every weekday, so we've got new content coming online. And they can also check us out on Facebook at Australian Arts Review as well.
Right, brilliant. And, of course, you'll be back in 2 weeks' time to fill us in with what's going on in the arts.
I will, and we'll see what more gorgeous bits we can actually find across the country and especially around Melbourne.
Right. Good on you, Ron. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Nine. And this is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.